Hi, James from Ingvid. How are you? Normally I read a newspaper, as you know, but today I'm reading the Ingvid lesson plans, the Ingvid manual for all the lessons that we'll teach, we have taught, and will teach. You can order these right now. Just call 1-800-MAKE-JAMES-RICH. Okay, so just joking, but you can order it. Try. Here's what we're going to do a lesson today on description. I am thinking that you found me very interesting when I started this lesson. Some of you will be very interested, and you're probably going, what's the difference between interesting and interested, or bored and boring? Now, I'm going to give you a general lesson, but if you want to know more about bored and boring, we have one on the Ingvid. Oopsie, it's in the manual. But go to the website, you'll find a lesson specifically on bored and boring. But I will give you the general way of looking at it, because many students don't know the difference between why on an adjective ending we use ed or ing. They get confused. Is he boring or is he bored? Today, I'm going to clear that up for you. Clear that up means make it easy for you to understand. So, first things we have to look at is, it's an adjective ending, but these are formed from verbs. So we'll have a verb word like bored, tired, excited. But then they will be used in a way to describe, and that's what they do. They describe a noun, or actually what the noun is receiving, or feeling, or doing, right? The action of the noun, or what the noun has received. And what we're going to do is go through each one, and I'm going to give you the grammar points to help you as well, to further your learning. So this lesson can be for a beginner, you'll learn this. And intermediate and advanced will go further, okay? So let's start off with the easy one. We'll start off with the ED. ED means past tense. Past tense means something is finished. Yeah? Okay, you know, stopped, worked, in the past, from before. The reason why, in this case, as an adjective, something has already happened, right? The action has already happened, and it hasn't had an effect on something. In this case, what it means is you receive the action. You receive. You're not actually doing anything. So it's coming to you. So we say this is passive. Passive means to receive, not actually doing anything. Now, we go from passive to received. What do I mean by that? You receive it, something is impacting or affecting you, okay? So you get a feeling. Notice I put this in the past tense, felt, not feel, because it's already happened. And it makes you bored or tired, whatever the action that happened before was. So if someone is telling a story that's very long and very uninteresting, you will become bored. The story is uninteresting because it's active, it's action, but you become bored. See? Stop. This is the place where it stops. It leaves you at these places. Next, the action, as I said, is finished. So this finished action makes you feel bored or tired. Okay? We good? Let's go over here. It's not just receiving. Because sometimes there's not something actually happening to you. We want to describe a situation as it is. It is this way now because something has once again happened before and it has made the situation as it is now. So that action is finished. Once again, we go finished. And the situation that is happening is present. So we talk about condition. A condition, or another word is situation. What is the situation now? So what has happened before? So the situation is now, what is present. Okay? In this case, we can give you two good examples. A crowded room. Now, obviously, I hate the word obvious because it means clear, easy to see. But if you're learning English, it's not obvious. You see many, many people. Well, these people all had to come in the room. That's the ing part, action. But when they're in the room, they are not moving anymore. And because they're not moving and there are many people, the room is now crowded. See? The action is finished, the moving, so the room becomes crowded. There's nothing to be received. I guess we could say the room has received the people. You could say that. But really what's important is the condition, the situation. Heated argument. The argument, people are angry, 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 angry because they've been fighting. That's the action. It's still going on, but we say the actual situation is heated. Hot, warm, very warm argument from the fighting. Yeah? Yeah? Don't take off your clothes and get all naked or anything because it's hot. I'm just saying the argument, not the room. They're not together, okay? All right, moving on. So this is when we look at the passive and ED, all right? So a quick recap. A recap is to go over the lesson to make sure you understand. ED means passive or received action. You are not doing anything. It has come to you. Usually this action is finished. So it is the final effect on you, final effect on you. So effect is with E for end. It's ended, which will make you tired or bored. It also describes conditions or situations. There is a crowded room. It is a heated argument. You like that? Good. Time to talk about the active. Because passive means receiving, well, action means doing. So let's do something. Okay? So we'll go over here. Red for stop, green for go. Go is for action. Why? ING is active. You already know this, because from grammar you know I am eating, I am sleeping, I am going, I am reading. All of these things mean I'm doing an action. I am being active, right? Active. So what we say is active is having an effect, A for A, action for affecting others. And when is it affecting them? Present. Unlike over here where we say it's finished, this action keeps going, right? So you are boring me. It's not bad enough that you started an hour ago, but you're still boring me. You keep going. And these lead to my feelings, ING, because my feelings are what I feel in the present, or my emotions, presently feeling. Yeah. Now, remember I said active keeps going on action? Well, notice another ING, an ongoing performing action. I've got ING again. Why do I have these? Well, you are boring, you da, 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 da. But if I say I have a growing business, I'm not actually saying the business is growing as in a feeling or an emotion. I'm saying the business is expanding or getting larger. So it's describing the movement of the business. And I'm saying, which is more important, that this is continuing. It's not stopping. It keeps going and going. An ongoing business, or if you are aging well, you keep aging, getting older, and you're doing it in a good fashion. It doesn't have to do with emotions or feelings. So sometimes the ING, when we're talking about active, can be talking about emotions or feelings or an ongoing action, similar to over here where we talk about situation. Yeah? So far, so good? Good. Green is for go, ongoing and moving. Red is for stopped and received. Now, this is when we go from the babies to the advanced league. So my voice may speed up a little. But I know you can do it. Just follow along. This is nice. Now I believe you understand it. And if you can't, just follow the lines. It'll help you. But let's go back to something. How does this affect me with grammar? Well, what did we say? These are formed from verbs, but are not verbs, right? And they describe the noun or subject, or they describe the action of the noun and subject, yes? So let's look at how it would affect our grammar. Well, we look at grammar. We'll go, well, it affects word order. Word order. Huh? Well, simple trick. If it's a noun, you put it before. Notice I have before the noun. See, little trick. Before is before the noun because you put it before the noun. Okay. So you put it before. Interesting man. This adjective goes before the actual noun. Yeah? Or you'd say, surprising person or surprised smile. Dazzling eyes. It goes before the noun. Okay? Now, what about the verb? Because we said it's a verb. Well, remember, it's not really a verb. It's made from verbs. So it goes after the verb, right? Like usually adverbs. So you, what kind of verb, though? We say usually linking or transitive verbs. He seems interested. He seems interesting. Okay? The linking verb is seems, which means look like, and we're saying it's linking the subject with the action. So seems interesting, seems interested. And it goes after the verb. So right now you know before, noun, after, verb. And there's your word order for grammar. Well, what about adjectives and adverbs? Well, silly, it's an adjective. But we do have adverbs. And we do use these adjectives with adverbs. There's a lesson on Ingvid about adverbs. Check it out and you'll notice there's a correlation. Correlation means something that goes together or works together. Okay? With an adverb, we can use these adjectives to help out with degree. Forgot something. For most of you guys, degree, right? Temperature. hot and cold, how much, difference. In this case, degree could be so or very. For instance, he is so interesting. To what degree? Means very. Or, I am very bored of this lesson. You're not. I might be, because I want to move on to the next one. But I'm joking here. Or, it's a very interesting lesson. To what degree? Medium or high? Yeah? We also have the superlative. Superlative, right? He is the most interesting, the most interesting actor in Hollywood, which might be Brad Pitt. I think. So, superlative would be the most, the highest. We have so and very, then we can go the superlative. Look, there's Superman, because he's super, the most super person on the planet, right? So, superlatives, we can talk about degree with adverbs, so and very. We can also talk about the word order, before nouns and after verbs, okay? Don't forget the ing is active action from your normal grammar, right? Ongoing in the present, okay? It has an effect, A and A, on others, or it's an ongoing action into the future. Okay, we've got our passive, because it receives the action, yes? Because it's the end of an action, and you receive it, so you become bored or tired, right? And we talk about condition in a room, a crowded room or a heated argument. Hope you enjoyed the lesson. I believe it was interesting for you. I don't think it was too tiring, because you're still watching. And I know it's going to make the next one you watch rather boring. I mean, from other people, of course. But where I want you to go to is, okay, ing as in English, vid as in video.com, where you will meet Mr. E and myself and other fine teachers to help you improve your English. It will be an ongoing thing, I'm sure. It's the ongoing thing. Okay. There's a test in the quiz. Take the quiz. See how well you do. Okay. I'm sure you will, because I've always found teaching grammar to be interesting. I think you will too now. Ciao.